much, man, not much.
Awesome.
And yourself? We're killing you still?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Driving myself into the ground.
Oh, boy.
Minnesota.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Here it comes. Seriously, I was talking about the World Games and stuff on at the moment to someone today, and I was saying like how good the unit is, and I was like, yeah, we have a really good support cast.
The main guy is fucking sitting at home.
It's that thing, you know, it's like if you add Patty Mills and you add Andrew Bogut to this squad, you have the perfect support cast for those two guys. Mm-hmm. All the support guys become that much more dangerous because you can't leave them open. And we're talking a medal.
This is why I say I hate Andrew Bogut even more on here. It's just, it's freaking annoying.
So why is he sitting it out? I don't understand why he's sitting this out.
Look, I think all the lead up to this World Cup, he was, getting healthy, getting fit. I think he's just as it started, a week or two before it started, he's like, I'm fully fit. My injuries have healed. I just don't think he's got the fitness.
Do you think it hits a point though, like weighing up his more so his NBA career? Do you know what I mean? He's maybe looking towards next season as well. I want to be right for Golden State next year.
Possibly, but he's committed to playing in Rio 2 years, so he'll be about 31. So, I wouldn't be surprised if the Warriors just said, no, you're not playing in this one, mate. I hope that's not the case because I'm just so sick of having quality big men not play for Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, if we had him last night,
oh my God,
we would have put the Mexicans away much early.
My God, Vince.
Oh, Jesus.
My God, Vince. I know Baines played well, but my God, if we throw him the ball in the post again, I was going to gouge my eye out with the back of my iPhone.
He's 6'11", 2 feet away from the basket. He can't finish.
Did you see his left-handed mini skyhook he put up?
Dude,
he has no offense. He has no offense. And that's not to say, I'm not hampering that he's a bad player or anything like that, but that's not his game. He's not that go-to guy. No. I was like, why not get Jawai out there?
He blows up.
But at least he has an offensive game. At least he's a bit more patient in the pinch.
Yeah, he does.
Do you know what I mean? He's not afraid to put the ball on the floor and make a move. Whereas Baines, let Baines roam. Let him be that blue-collar, scrappy guy, grab rebounds, get putbacks. Don't give him the ball in the post. Don't let that be your first two plays out of a timeout. For God's sake.
Look, Baines is a massive unit. Like he's big in the shoulder. He's got big arms. You can tell he's powerful. But early on, he got a nice pass, and he was like, right under the basket, but not too far under. He just too many pump fakes, too many, oh, I've just got to gather myself. Just
go up.
You're a massive unit. Just go up and try to throw it down. Even if you get fouled, it doesn't go in, it rims out, it bounces off the ring at a million miles an hour. Who cares? Just get the foul or dunk it. Like, you're massive.
Yeah, no. His game plan should be really simple. Get the ball, put it back in the hoop.
He cannot finish. You cannot finish. And how is Dave Anderson getting a game?
Yeah.
How does he get a game?
I'll tell you what.
If he's there in Rio, I'm not watching because he'll be like 38 or something.
I'll tell you what, the upside to that, I mean, that fourth quarter last night, I mean, I'm sure we're all sitting home going, we're going to lose this game. It was dreadful. It was dreadful. But the upside to all that, you know, our go-to guys on the squad were playing shocking.
Yeah, Ingles was out of sorts, wasn't he?
I mean, he had that big game against Lithuania. He's been looking good this whole series, but he had a shocker. Half it, maybe not his fault. Maybe some teammates should just learn to finish. But still, I was pretty happy with the boys that they pulled out the win, playing as average as they did in that fourth. It was a good sign.
Yeah, look, it was. I think, too, They really spent a lot of petrol tickets beating Lithuania the night before.
Well, what, they got 5 games in 6 days or something?
Yeah, they're playing again tonight, actually. It starts in 5 minutes. So, yeah, thanks for joining us, everyone. And
see you next week. Hey.
See you next week. Yeah, they start in like 5 minutes. But, yeah, I think that might have been just, I mean, geez, it's going to be hard to back up. I mean, you know what it's like when you're playing big games, McCauley.
Why are you laughing? Why did you laugh when you said that for? Why would you assume I don't know what a big game's like? What are you getting at, Vince? What are you getting at?
Well, you know, you know when you play domestic and you come up against a team and they're undefeated, just like we did about 10 years ago. Played a team that was 17-0, we beat them. And then, you know, you're a bit flat the next time because you just put everything into that game. So, but if we had Bogut, man, he would have monstered them inside. What's Angola like? Because that's who we're playing tonight. We should beat them.
I'm hoping so.
Actually, New Zealand didn't do too bad against, for New Zealanders, didn't do too bad against the USA. Well,
don't start any Twitter wars, okay?
It is New Zealand.
Don't start any Twitter wars for us. I think we should kick off the show with a little bit of Laker talk.
I think we should too. Did you see the news today?
The news? Enlighten me.
I tagged you in it. Clearly you don't pay any attention to my tags. 2 shows ago, I said, "If we'll throw some money at Bledsoe," and you're like, "Oh, come on, take the glasses off." Well, guess who we're throwing money at next year?
Eric Bledsoe or Goran Dragic?
Yeah, that was tough.
Let me ask you the question. Who would you rather have?
Bledsoe.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Age.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. Gordon.
What about the injury? Doesn't bother you?
Injury, smingery, mate. You'll be right.
Good old smingery, huh?
No, I do like Goran. He's a hell of a player. But what is he, 30? I want my point guard around for at least another 10 years. So I just think Bledsoe's, like I've said in the past, dynamic. I think he's starting to come into his own.
Does it annoy you a little bit, though, that, I mean, we haven't even played a game this season and now we're already talking about 2015?
No, why would it annoy me?
Well, I don't know. Don't you just want
to... You don't think we're looking ahead already, looking at Durant? I mean, we might not get Durant, but we're going to offer him money. We're going to offer Monroe money. We're going to offer Love money. Love will probably stay because he points. But we're going to offer guys money.
I don't know. I just kind of feel like, you know, if I was a supporter, I just would want to see what I've got this season. I mean...
Of course, that's still going to happen.
I mean, what if Lynn turns around and has a great year?
Oh, nice trade chip.
Not sold on Jeremy Lin, huh?
No, I don't mind.
I'm going to pull you up. See, I know you love the whole insanity thing.
No, I didn't.
I know you didn't like the media side of it, but I know how much fun we had on the show covering it as he was gone. Like, that whole month was crazy for us.
He freaking played great.
He played out of his mind.
The whole insanity, everyone's fantastic.
I feel bad for the kid because he's actually gotten better. I mean, we know that he wasn't going to keep those numbers up, but what a fantastic story. But everyone's taken that out on Jeremy Lin. That is everyone's mindset when it comes to Jeremy Lin. It's like, oh, so over Jeremy Lin. It's like, no, you're not. You're over the media side of it. Jeremy Lin is a good player. Jeremy Lin, I don't care who you were, you enjoyed that for at least 3 out of the 4 weeks of that month.
Well, I can tell you, I didn't like when he dropped 38 on us. I didn't enjoy that. He played great, but I don't know. I think he could do that again, put those kind of numbers. He's just got to have Mike D'Antoni as his coach.
No, I don't think... I think he could put the numbers up, but I just think... He won't be able to sustain him for the stretch that he did. Sorry?
Why do you think he won't sustain it?
Well, his numbers are pretty good. I mean, if he was to keep that up for a season, he'd have to be MVP candidate.
Oh, don't go too far.
Are you kidding me? If he kept that month up for a whole season, he'd be an MVP candidate. He was killing teams. That's why I'm saying I don't think it's he
You've
can keep that up.
Insane.
I'm just saying, I think people need to, you know, ease up on the whole Jeremy Lin bashing, that's all.
Yeah, I'm happy we got him. Very happy we got him. I'm a bit of youth at the point guard position.
I think he's better than any of the point guards you had last year.
Yeah, that's pretty much true.
I think he's an upgrade. I think that, you can't really deny that.
Well, you know what? It's nice to have a 26-year-old point guard that can run an offense. He connected with Tyson Chandler really well in New York. I think he can do the same here with Jordan Hill, get Boozer some looks. Interesting to see how it's going to mix in with Kobe, but, I'm excited for the season.
Well, we go from one young Lakers star to maybe a potential old Lakers star, Vince. I'm sure you've read about this. Your boy Kobe has been working out with someone.
Oh, no.
A former scoring champ.
Oh, no. No, T-Mac.
35 years old, T-Mac.
Yeah.
Working out with Kobe. Seeing if the engine still works. Seeing how out of shape he actually is. Seeing how the body responds.
Never a fan of T-Mac.
Really?
Never.
Not even Orlando T-Mac?
Nah.
Really?
Just didn't like him.
Wow. Not fond of the old sleepy eye?
No.
Do you think it's a bit weird, left the NBA, basically played a season of baseball, recorded his first strikeout of professional baseball, and then left. And now the rumors are he's working out with Kobe, testing the body, see how it feels, see how it responds, seeing if the drive is still there. If you need to work out to see if the drive is still there, I think that's a pretty good indication.
If the drive was still there, he wouldn't have retired, surely. I just don't see him coming back. Who's going to sign him? He's been done for a few years.
I don't know. I just feel like, at the height, I know you're not a big T-Mac fan, but at the height of his talent and his career, the guy was unstoppable. To go from that to where he is now, I don't know. I don't know if I could handle being on the court knowing what I can no longer do.
What did he do at Detroit and New York? He really didn't. He was a role player.
New York was a stepping stone. That was his big comeback from injury. He had little flashes here and there. But that was only like a half season anyway.
Yeah, but then didn't he go to Detroit afterwards?
Well, I was going to say Detroit and Atlanta, I thought he was serviceable, but it was kind of like he went to that seventh, eighth man role, That's what I'm saying. It's got to be hard for a guy to, going from such an elite player. Obviously the body's letting down. He's broken right down. He's already played 15 seasons in the league. Two scoring titles. I don't know. I just sort of think, last year's last hurrah with the Spurs, the season before, way to retire a season too early. It just seems unlikely he's going to come back.
Wouldn't be surprised if someone gave him a run, but. It'll be the same story. I want to go to a contender. And the usual suspects will try and sign him, I guess. But he's no way. On the other hand, he might be happy just sitting on the end of a bench like he did at Spurs and try and pick up a ring that way. I'd like for him to come out and just say, I'm happy. I know I'm a bench player these days and I'm a role player. I can play my role still. I can still shoot. Let us know what he's thinking. No one lets us know what they're thinking anymore.
I want to see him in the NBL.
He'd probably freaking tear it up.
He would.
We got a good league.
He would bring crowds in, though.
He would. You've got Asian friends, don't you?
Oh, how dare you?
I know you've got...
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
No, you've got Asian friends. I've got Asian friends.
Sure.
Shout out to Bobby Wu and Daz. But every time I used to go and play, we used to go to the Monash or something like that, Monash Uni, and play 3-on-3 all day, and... this is just how it was. A lot of Asians there. They're wonderful people. But every one of them had a T-Mac jersey on. They freaking love him.
T-Mac or Allen Iverson?
Yeah.
That's just smart marketing. That's all that is.
And they're all selfish like T-Mac.
Oh, boy.
On the court.
Oh, boy. Once again this week, if you'd like to send in any hate mail or complaints, please address them to Vince Germano.
Well, they were. You said, pass me the pill, Alan. I'll shoot it.
No, oh, boy. Well, Vince, every week we hit the Facebook page or Caps Courtside and ask you guys what teams or topics you'd like to hear on next week's show. We've got a joyful little bundle on our hands this week. Before we jump into the questions, though, I just want to say to everyone, our regular show will be back once the season starts, but we do have a few little surprises planned in the not-so-near future.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
Oh.
I didn't tell you?
Yeah, I just haven't done mine yet.
So, hold tight, guys. They're just around the corner. But let's hit
don't,
the...
Don't just hold tight, sit tight too.
Sit tight even. Hold tight when you sit tight.
Yikes.
Wait, ooh.
It always comes back to you and anus cancer.
Oh, that got all good quick.
Hold this anus.
That's disgusting.
It's you.
Oh, boy. Our first question comes from Caitlin Woods, and he wants to know the future of Australia basketball in the NBA. With three new players coming in and potential for others, Ingles and Simmons, could we see an Aussie being named among the best players in the game? Thoughts?
No. No, we won't be seeing one being called one of the best players in the game. They're not good enough. They're good.
Good enough to be a starter?
He thinks Ingles can be a starter. I don't. I think he's going to give you about eight points a game in the NBA off the bench. But it's good for our league, and we need more guys in the NBA. But
I don't
more
know,
guys. Look, this is just my opinion, but people in this country, they love a winner. Like, okay, who doesn't? But when basketball was huge in this country and the NBA was getting 15,000 a game, it was because part of the reason was because Luke Longley was winning championships.
Mm.
Good old Aussie boys winning championships. Gaze went to the Washington Bullets for a 10-day contract. We need guys on winning teams. Like if Bogut...
Bradkey went to Philly.
Bradkey went to Philly.
Ansley went to Dallas.
Yeah, and we used to hang out to watch those teams on TV just to see them get 10 minutes of court time, if that.
Yeah.
It was awesome. The next best thing was we'd go to the NBL.
Look, I suppose my whole take on this, Vince, is that you know, getting back to sort of, you know, Joe Ingles and, you know, in the future, Ben Simmons, I think is just going to kill it. Can't believe they didn't take him on the Boomers this year. But anyway, beside that, I just think, you know, regardless of, you know, them being a star in the league and stuff like that, I really just want to see these guys, if they do make the jump to the NBA, go to the right team. I just want to see the longevity. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've seen it now, you know, with, you know, obviously Bogut, you know, sticking to the league, obviously Patty Mills, but I just would really like to see this young crop going into the league. You know, if Joe Ingles does make the jump, I would like to see him go to a team that's, you know, prepared to build him up for the long haul, not just a, yeah, we saw him play in the Worlds, you know, he looked good, let's give him a 10-day contract. Let's give him two 10-day contracts and then bounce him if he, you know, doesn't do anything that blows our minds.
Well, I did say to Kale on Facebook that if he does go to Philly, because they're one of the teams, that would be perfect because Brett Brown's coached in this country. He coached Australia. He coached Joe Ingles. He knows what Ingles can do, and he'll give Ingles minutes.
Yeah.
Too many times guys have gone to the NBA, and some of the American coaches don't even know where Australia is.
In
like,
one...
You know, when Bradkey went there, Johnny Davis treated him like shit, pretty much. He didn't even. Bradkey says to this day, Johnny Davis didn't even know where Australia was.
I mean, that's that thing, though, right? Like, Callan asks the question about, you know, are we going to see an Aussie being named among the best in the game? I mean, well, had it not been for injuries, we quite possibly could have already seen Bogut's name up there as far as position. You know, you think of how, like, the centre position's dropped off and, you know, when healthy, the different things that Bogut can do on the court.
Yeah, because that season when he fell off the ring, he was putting up career highs. He was on his way to an All-Star game, wasn't he?
Dude, he was... I mean, next to Dwight Howard that year, he was probably the next best centre.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not as if we haven't smelled it. I mean, it's just I think it's going to take a real special player to get to that point, and maybe we're just not there yet, you know? And there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, no, there isn't. I mean, look, there's that Brock, what's his name, Brock Moden?
Yep. Moden? Oh, love that kid.
Hard work, man. Hard freaking work. That's what that kid does.
Yeah.
And there's room for guys like that. I've got no problem with guys, you know, getting into the league like that. But, yeah, a few more legit stars like Bogut would be handy.
Yeah.
And it just means so much for the sport in this country. Yeah. And you know what else shoots me, actually? Australia gets this great win over Lithuania. So I hop in the car to go to work, 6:30 in the morning, a hot breakfast on with Mr. President Eddie, legend. And the sports report comes on. Not one mention of it. So I'm tweeting as I'm driving, which is a big no-no out there, people, but I was very angry. I said, where's the freaking mention of the Boomers? Oh, yeah, sorry, ran out of time. I'm like, hang on, you're talking cricket, which nobody cares about because the footy's on.
We beat the number four team in the world.
That's what I said. I said, we just beat the number four team. You've got to talk about it. And then in the news break, they just mentioned it. I'm like, yeah, thanks very much.
Thanks for the throwaway comment.
That's the problem in this country.
Our next question comes from David Pendevsky. And he wants to know, has Hank or Vince read the new Michael Jordan biography by Roland Lazenberry?
Roland Lazenberry, you peanut.
Sorry, I had a Hankism up my sleeve. I thought I'd use it on this one. And he wants to know, if we have read it, our thoughts on it.
Have not read it as yet.
I refuse to read MJ autobiographies and stuff. I refuse to.
Why?
Because I don't want my image of MJ tarnished. We live in a world now where people just look for anything to pick at his character or whatnot. And I'm not going to pretend like MJ wasn't a bit of an ass to his teammates or whatnot. You know, that there was a bit of arrogance to MJ. But I just hate reading stuff on it because I grew up, I watched MJ, you know, I seen him win his titles. Like, I'm good with that. I don't need to know all the behind-the-scenes BS and people trying to pull him down.
Well, you just do what I do. I live in denial. he never played for the Wizards.
That sounds like a nice little island.
It's a great island. It's where Michael Jordan played his whole career with the Bulls.
I just refuse to. It's only MJ. Like, it's not as if I'd do that for all other players, but it's just MJ because, I don't know, I don't want to tarnish the greatness and the memories I have. So that's why I haven't read the book. I'm sure it's a great read, but no.
I could read it. I've read the Jordan Rules and stuff like that. Yep. Yeah, that massive book that came out years ago, probably 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Read that one. That was pretty good. I've read, but I haven't got this one yet. But there's nothing that I can say that bring my opinion of him down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I just love the man.
Speaking of MJ and the Bulls, our next question comes from our Kiwi mate, Tanae Wilson-Brown. He wants to know, how good will the Bulls be if Pau Gasol from the World Cup turns up?
Can I just say, Tanae Wilson-Brown is probably the only good Kiwi out there. he seems like a legendary bloke. Mate, I think they're going to get a very rejuvenated Pau. I think they're going to get something close to the World Cup Pau.
Even
if that turns up, mate, they're a contender. Don't worry about that.
I am a Pau skeptic, Vince.
You're a dick.
As you know, but
you are such a peanut.
But let me finish.
Well, you better finish well, because I'll smash you.
I have got to admit, watching Spain, watching Pau Gasol play, he looks like he has a new lease on life, and he looks rejuvenated on the court right now.
What did I just say?
I'm just saying, I think that USA is going to have a bit of trouble when they come up against Spain because both Gasol brothers are playing real well. Mark looks like he's in awesome shape. Plus, you got Serge Ibaka. I mean, that's a lot of bigs that can throw at Team USA. And the other thing is, like, that team has been together for so long. Like, it's not as even, like, they just, I don't really feel like they have much weakness.
I'm telling you, I
feel like Spain's ready for USA this year.
Well, it's not about Spain, it's about the Bulls and Pau.
That is true, but I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Chennai, mate, I'm telling you, they're going to get a great Pau. They're going to, you know what, they're going to make the NBA Finals.
Does Taj come off the bench, or does he start next to Gasol?
Listen, there are some fans on Twitter who were saying that Pau's not going to start.
Oh, what?
Really? Pau's not going to start.
You don't sign Gasol to that contract and bring him off the bench.
Just stop watching the Bulls if you're going to think that. Just stop watching NBA full stop.
My question is, does he play the center or does he play the power forward?
Plays power forward, mate, because the guy can pass. He's a great passing big man. He's going to find, Noah is going to love playing with a great man. He's going to find him for alley-oops. He's going to, little nifty passes inside. He's going to help him out on the boards. He's going to, this team is going places. If Rose stays healthy, especially, tell you what, I'm watching the Lakers first. I just want to watch the Bulls second because of my boy Powell.
I tell you what, it's going to be interesting to see Powell in that Bulls squad because he doesn't need to do any of the gritty blue collar work. You know, Noah's going to be doing that. Noah's going to be snatching those boards.
Well, they've got a really...
Which is great because means Powell can step out a little bit, you know, show a little bit of finesse.
Absolutely, and he can also... he's someone you can throw the ball in the post.
So, today's question is, how good will the Bulls be if Powell from the World Cup turns up? NBA Finals, you reckon?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big call, man.
Well, who's going to beat him in the East?
That's a big call.
Who's going to beat him in the East?
I'll save that for the preview show, mate.
Yeah, I'll tell you mine right now. No one.
Oh, boy.
No one.
Yeah, our next question comes from Cameron Grinky.
Oh, congrats to Grinky and the Dahl. They're having a kid.
Oh.
Yeah, having a baby.
Salute.
Another Laker fan joins the fray.
He says, in light of Kobe and Reggie Miller's recent birthdays, do you guys think anyone will ever beat Kobe and Donyell Marshall's record of 12 three-pointer baskets in a single game?
Maybe Dougie McBuckets in a couple of years.
I say yes, someone will break that. Just because the way the game's changed.
In McBuckets, he can shoot.
I could see Melo breaking it.
Curry?
Ooh, good call. Good call.
Yeah, Curry. I'm going Curry.
Reckon Ray's got a killer game in the tank still?
No. Nah.
Just ask him. Don't have to shoot me down so quick.
I think Ray's got like maybe hit 5 or 6 in a game, but I think the 13 might be the old. I'm going to be tired.
Our next question comes from Michael O'Dwyer. He wants to know.
This is a very casual mini-show tonight.
It is. Well, we had a lot of questions, and I just wanted to get them out of the way for everyone. Michael O'Dwyer wants to know, which celebs are you disappointed that they didn't have a photo nude pic leaked?
Let me tell you, I've got a lot of fantasies about some female actresses out there. I wouldn't mind. What's the chick from Kaylee Cuoco? Oh, I wouldn't mind seeing her in the birthday suit. Who else? The chick from Modern Family, the Spanish one. Massive.
Personality.
Yeah, massive great, personality. Great set of personalities. I'm trying to think. I know yours. Yours is Enes Kanter.
Piss off.
It is. Don't deny it.
What an ass.
It's ass, not ass. You're not American. What about yourself? I've named two.
I'd like to say Rachel Weisz.
I have no idea who that is.
She's from The Mummy and Constantine and big Rachel Weisz fan. So I'd like to see her.
I've not seen those.
Yeah, Natalie Portman.
Yeah, no. Nah.
Still get down for that. And ooh, one more.
Vince can't.
Vince's mum. No, I'm joking.
Again? No, Scarlett, yeah, answer. That's got to be one.
Oh, good call.
She's got a good personality as well.
Good call. She has a great personality.
Yeah.
Wow. We should move on.
Yeah. A bit of Hank's got a bit of movement.
And edit from here to over here. Our next question comes from Jamal Graham, and he wants to know Team USA's weakness against the zone defense and if anyone can capitalize. Well, I think we touched on it briefly with Spain.
Jamal Graham, what up?
The ceiling? Sorry.
You idiot. Say the question again.
So he wants to talk about Team USA's weakness against the zone defense and if anyone can capitalize on it.
They've got some zone busters, don't they?
I don't think they have much weakness, to be honest. I think we haven't really seen a team big enough to grind it out with them. You know, if someone can stop the running game, I think they're going to give themselves half a chance.
I don't think Spain's going to stop the running game.
Spain can wear them down inside.
Oh, I totally agree.
I can really see that game being a turning point, you know. I can really see it.
Well, that's going to be an absolute corker.
Taking the day off work for that one.
I would, but can't. How's Curry playing, by the way? He's a good zone buster.
No, he's playing well. Harden's playing well.
I've got all these games on my hard drive. I just haven't watched them yet.
They're all playing well, I feel, but it's... I don't know. I just feel like it's maybe too many Chiefs, not enough Indians, if that makes sense. Like,
no,
who's...
That doesn't.
Well, who's the go-to guy, you know? Like, when...
Oh, isn't Harden the leader? Krzyzewski...
Don't give me that.
Did Krzyzewski say... I'm just saying, that's what Krzyzewski said. Still bothers me how you get Krzyzewski out of Krzyzewski, but anyway... Never get over that. Yeah, he said Harden's the man, the leader. What? If he's the leader, he's got to be the go-to guy, doesn't he?
I just don't see that.
I got to say, look, I gave Nick Young for a lot of shit about Davis, but I like him. Not Young for Davis. Yeah, I like Davis.
He's come along a long way.
Yep, very impressive.
And our final question tonight comes from TJ Hollis, and he wants to know, with the roster moves, have the Warriors shored up their bench enough to finally make a serious run at the title?
Wow, that's a tough one. I like their team.
It feels incomplete to me.
I think one of the biggest mistakes they made was getting rid of Jarrett Jack. And now, who if they let Steve Blake walk? I don't know, man. What do you think? I like the incomplete thing. It does a bit.
I think there's not so much injuries, but so much rides on Curry having a good year.
It does, right? You know what? The Bogut factor.
Well, even with Bogut out, I mean, they've made it to the playoffs, you know, without Bogut. Yeah, he was great. You know, during the Denver series and even against that tough Spurs series. But I still think that year really depended on how well Steph Curry played. So for me, it comes down to Steph Curry. You know, he's the franchise guy. How these guys are going to bounce back from losing, you know, Mark Jackson, the head coach. I think that is actually a pretty big key because...
Players loved him.
Well, I think Steph Curry and Mark Jackson definitely had, like, a chemistry... not clash, but, you know, a chemistry marriage there.
Chemistry marriage?
Yeah, I got nothing.
How about just say they got along really...
That's even better. But I'm just not sold. I mean, I don't know. Iggy kind of had a bit of a, year last year.
But they're not asking him to score, though.
I get that. I get it.
How's it a year? He still played really good D.
Yeah.
I think you're a hard man to please. Look, getting guys like Brandon Rush... He's not that bad, Brandon Rush. They can get good minutes out of him. Livingston is nice. Draymond Green's, I don't mind him either. He's feisty. Harrison Barnes needs to step up. I think he will. Thompson will improve. David Lee, I would trade David Lee if I could and put Harrison Barnes in.
A power forward?
Yep.
No.
Well, he's not a small forward.
We're going to run small ball.
Well, that's the way the league's pretty much going, isn't it?
Wow, I don't agree with that, but I see where you're going with it, but I don't agree with that particular move. But I don't know. That's what I mean. Like, it's kind of a thing, you know. We're picking at straws, and it's just to me the team feels incomplete.
Well, I don't know if another year with David Lee.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if it comes down to the whole David Lee issue, or I just really feel like the season is going to come down to Steph Curry and what kind of year he has. Is he going to come out and have like one of those incredible shooting seasons? Like we've seen in the past, don't know. But other than that, the team just feels incomplete. I mean, I just feel like they're going to make playoffs, but I just feel like it's a first-round bounce. Second, if they get lucky with a matchup.
Oh, I really want to see how Steve Kerr...
How he operates.
How he operates and how he gets his team rolling. It's going to be interesting. Because they did love Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson's issues weren't with the team. It was with the front office. They were playing for Mark Jackson, so that's going to be interesting. But Harrison Barnes is 6'8". He's a big unit.
I don't know, I just feel like he's a small forward.
I think he plays a bit bigger than that, but it's interesting.
Going to be an interesting year.
Yeah, I'm going to say with the roster moves, unless they can get improvement from Barnes and Thompson, I think they're pretty much going to stay the same. Maybe first, second rounders.
Tough one for Warrior fans. I don't know, I just feel like they're kind of floating in mediocrity right now.
Mediocrity as well.
Yeah, I knew I screwed that up.
Uh-huh. I would love to get Kevin Love, but is TJ a Warriors fan?
I believe so.
It's cool. What up, TJ?
Well.
Boomer time.
I'll tell you, I just want to give a little shout-out before we go.
Go for it.
I want to give a shout-out to a new courtside listener, Tim Hobart. If you're out there, my salute to you, good sir, and your beautiful wife, Jenny, who are expecting their firstborn very soon.
Oh, your life's over. Good luck with that, champ.
thank God you found the Courtside Podcast. You're going to need some sanity to listen to.
Oh, especially when the labour goes for 3 days. You're going to love it. Gonna have me and McCoy in your ears. Stay away from the members in, mate. That's all you gotta do.
That's terrible. Scarred for life, though. Scarred for life.
Did you cut the cord? I didn't.
Nah, hell no.
I said to the doctor, you get paid for that, not me, mate.
I chewed it off and ordered.
Oh my god. Oh my god. You're gone. You are gone.
I'm sorry, very tired.
Oh my god, that is sick.
And of course, you can catch more of the Courtside Banter at the website www.crtste.com, where you'll find links to the show, The Courtside Podcast. Check us out. We're on iTunes and Podomatic. Download, subscribe. Guys, it's free every single week. We are, of course, on Twitter at CRTSDE. Vince?
Flabbergasted. At VINROK44.
And also check us out on Instagram at CRTSDE. Whew. It's been emotional, Vince.
It's been sick. You're a sick man. I got a visual. Watch out! Here it comes!
Watch out! Oh!